The next morning, Katie stepped onto the porch with a cup of coffee, the floorboards creaking beneath her bare feet, and leaned against the railing. Lilies sprouted amid the wild grass in what was once a flower bed, and she raised the cup, savoring the aroma as she took a sip. She liked it here. Southport was different than Boston or Philadelphia or Atlantic City, with their endless sounds of traffic and smells and people rushing along the sidewalks, and it was the first time in her life that she had a place to call her own. The cottage wasn't much, but it was hers and out of the way, and that was enough. It was one of two identical structures located at the end of a gravel lane, former hunting cabins with wooden plank walls nestled against a grove of oak and pine trees at the edge of a forest that stretched to the coast. The place wasn't decaying, but it was dusty from years of neglect, and the landlord offered to buy the supplies if Katie was willing to spruce it up. Since she'd moved in, she'd spent much of her free time on all fours or standing on chairs, doing exactly that. She scrubbed the bathroom until it sparkled. She washed the ceiling with a damp cloth. She'd painted the walls in the kitchen a cheery yellow and put glossy white paint on the cabinets. With most of the work now behind her, she liked to sit on the front porch in the afternoons and read books she'd checked out from the library. Aside from coffee, reading was her only indulgence. She didn't have a television, a radio, a cell phone, or microwave, or even a car, and she could pack all her belongings in a single bag. She was 27 years old, a former long-haired blonde with no real friends. She'd moved here with almost nothing, and months later, she still had little. She saved half of her tips, and every night she folded the money into a coffee can she kept hidden in the crawl space beneath the porch. She kept that money for emergencies and would rather go hungry than touch it. Simply the knowledge that it was there made her breathe easier because the past was always around her and might return at any time. It prowled the world, searching for her, and she knew it was growing angrier at every passing day. "Good morning," a voice called out, disrupting her thoughts. "You must be Katie." Katie turned. On the sagging porch of the cottage next door, she saw a woman with long, unruly brown hair waving at her. She looked to be in her mid-30s and wore jeans and a button-up shirt she'd rolled to her elbows. A pair of sunglasses nested in tangled curls on her head. She was holding a small rug, and she seemed to be debating whether or not to shake it before finally tossing it aside and starting toward Katie's. She moved with the energy and ease of someone who exercised regularly. "Irv Vincent told me we'd be neighbors." The landlord, Katie thought. "I didn't realize anyone was moving in."
"I don't think he did either. He about fell out of his chair when I said I'd take the place."
By then, she'd reached Katie's porch, and she held out her hand. "My friends call me Joe," she said. "Hi," Katie said, taking it. "Can you believe this weather? It's gorgeous, isn't it?" "It's a beautiful morning," Katie agreed, shifting from one foot to the other. "When did you move in?"
"Yesterday afternoon. And then, joy of joys, I pretty much spent all night sneezing. I think Benson collected as much dust as he possibly could and stored it at my place. You wouldn't believe what it's like in there."
Katie nodded toward the door. "My place was the same way."
"How long have you lived here?"
Katie crossed her arms, feeling the morning sun begin to warm her face. "Almost 2 months."
"I'm not sure I can make it that long. If I keep sneezing like I did last night, my head will probably fall off before then."
She reached for her sunglasses and began wiping the lenses with her shirt.
"How do you like Southport? It's a different world, don't you think?"
"What do you mean?"
"Well, you don't sound like you're from around here. I'd guess somewhere up north."
After a moment, Katie nodded. "You're from here?"
"I grew up here, went away, and ended up coming back. The oldest story in the book, right? Besides, you can't find dusty places like this just anywhere." Katie smiled, and for a moment neither said anything. Joe seemed content to stand in front of her, waiting for her to make the next move. Katie took a sip of coffee, gazing off into the woods, and then remembered her manners. "Would you like a cup of coffee? I just brewed a pot." Joe put the sunglasses back on her head, tucking them into her hair. "You know, I was hoping you'd say that. I'd love a cup of coffee. My entire kitchen is still in boxes and my car is in the shop. Do you have any idea what it's like to face the day without caffeine?"
"I have an idea."
"Come on." Katie waved her in. "Just keep in mind that most of the furniture came with the place.